Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat, perek Chaf Dalet. The last three prakim discussed Isurim de Rabbanan, which are based on the Malachot forbidden on Shabbat. The next three prakim continue the topic of Isurim de Rabbanan, but which are rooted not in Malacha, but in the need to establish a certain character of the Shabbat day. This perek discusses the prohibitions against tending to weekday affairs and speaking about them. Even though the main topic is Isurim d'Rabbanan, along the way we will learn a new Isur d'Oraita, appearing in the Koteret of Hilchot Shabbat, the first one we've encountered since the Rambam mentioned the Aseh and Lo Taseh against performing Malacha back in Perek Aleph. At the end of the perek, the Rambam introduces the concept of forbidden tiltul, moving certain objects around on Shabbat, even within an area where carrying is permitted. This will lead to an extended discussion in the next two prakim of the collections of Isurim, which we typically call Muktzah. Halacha Aleph. Yesh dvarim shehen asurin b'shabbat, af al pi sheinan domin l'mlacha, ve'inan mivi'in lidei melacha, u'mipnei ma ne'esru, mishum shenemar, im tashiv mishabbat raglecha, asot chafatzecha b'yom kodshi, ve'nemar, v'chibadeto me'asot rachecha, mimitzoch chafatzecha, v'daber davar. לפיכך אסור לאדם להלך בחפציו בשבת ואפילו לדבר בהן, כגון שידבר עם שותפו מה ימכור למחר או מה יקנה, או האח יבנה בית זה, ובאיזו סחורה ילך למקום פלוני. כל זה וכיוצא בו אסור, שנאמר ודבר דבר, דיבור אסור והרהור מותר. There are activities which are forbidden on Shabbat, even though they don't resemble melacha and don't lead a person to perform melacha. There is a pasuk about Shabbat in Yeshayahu Perek Nunchet, beginning with the words Im Tashiv, which some have the custom to recite at the start of Kiddush on Shabbat day. The end of that pasuk speaks of honoring Shabbat by abstaining from weekday affairs, mitzo cheftzecha, and from speaking about these matters, v'daber davar. For example, one may not speak on Shabbat with his business partner or with anyone else about his plans to buy, sell, or build during the coming week. However, it is permitted to think about these matters on Shabbat. Halacha bet. Asur la'adam lifkod ginotav ustotav b'shabbat kedei shelo yireh ma hein tzrichin o he'ach hein perotehen. Sharei ze mahalech lasot chevtzo. וכן אסור לאדם שיצא בשבת עד סוף התחום, וישב שם עד שתחשך, כדי שיהיה קרוב לעשות חפציו במוצאי שבת, שהרי נמצא הילוכו בשבת לעשות חפציו. As part of the Isser of Mitzo Cheftzecha, one may not visit his fields or gardens on Shabbat to see what they need or how his produce is growing. He also may not be machshich al hatchum, meaning to go on Shabbat to the edge of the area in which he is permitted to walk on Shabbat. We'll learn more about tchum Shabbat in Prakim Chaf Zayin and Chaf Chet, in order to proceed from there to perform his weekday affairs as soon as Shabbat ends. The Shulchan Aruch clarifies that the Isser is specifically to wait at the edge of one's tchum, as this is very noticeable, but one may wait elsewhere within his tchum on Shabbat in order to do melacha there as soon as Shabbat ends. Halacha Gimel. B'me dvarim amurim, b'shehechshich al ha'tchum la'asot davar sh'asur la'asoto b'shabbat. Aval im hechshich la'asot davar ha'mutar la'asoto b'shabbat, harei ze mutar. Ketzad, ein machshichin al ha'tchum la'avi peirot mechubarin, o liskor po'alin, aval machshichu lishmor peirot, sh'arei mutar lishmor b'shabbat, u'machshich la'avi behema o peirot lushin, sh'abehema korei la v'hi ba'a af al pi shehichus la'tchum. ופירות לושין, אילו היו שם מחיצות, היה מותר להביאן בשבת. וכן אומר אדם לחברו, לכרח פלוני אני הולך למחר, שאם היו שם בורגנין, היה הולך לשם בשבת. וכן כל כיוצא בזה. Being machshich al ha'tchum is only asur when the purpose is to do after Shabbat something which is forbidden, midoraita or midorabanan, on Shabbat, like picking fruit or hiring workers. But if he intends to go guard his fruit after Shabbat, then he may be machshich al ha'tchum, as guarding fruit is permitted on Shabbat. Similarly, if he intends to go bring an animal, as an animal walks by itself. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch adds, one may not be machshich al ha'tchum in order to bring after Shabbat an animal which cannot walk by itself, as this is forbidden on Shabbat both as a form of carrying and because animals are muktzah. Similarly for daber davar, One may speak with someone on Shabbat about his plans to do something on a weekday which doesn't involve, or doesn't need to involve, the violation of any Isser of Shabbat. For example, one may say that he intends to go to a museum, as in theory he could walk there. He may not say that he intends to drive to a museum or anywhere else at a later date. Regarding this entire limitation on machshich al atchum, the Shulchan Aruch rules that as long as his purpose in being machshich al atchum is to do something which is permitted on Shabbat, he may do other things as well. For instance, if he was machshich al atchum in order to guard his fruit after Shabbat, he may also pick them and bring them back on Motzei Shabbat. Halacha Dalid, mutar la'adam lomar lefoel, hanir'esh et hamod imi la'erev. Aval lo yomar lo heyei nachon li la'erev, sheni mitzah oseh chefzo b'shabbat, v'asur larutz u'lidaleg b'shabbat, shenemar me'asot derachecha, shelo yeh hiluchecha b'shabbat ki luchecha b'chol, v'yored adam bor v'siach u'ma'ara, afilu hein me'a ama u'metapes, v'yored v'shote u'metapes ve'ole, v'asur laharbot b'sicha b'teila b'shabbat, shenemar v'daber davar. One may ask a worker on Shabbat if he is free to work in the evening, but he may not settle an agreement with him to work in the evening. From the words me'asot rachecha in the same pasuk as mimso chavtzecha v'daber davar, Chazal learned that one's manner of walking, derech, should be different on Shabbat from his weekday manner, and therefore one may not run and jump on Shabbat in order to exercise or for any other reason. In the beginning of Halacha Dalid, the Rambam allows running on Shabbat for a mitzvah purpose, like getting to Shul or to the Beit Midrash. One may also climb and exert himself as necessary to perform basic needs, like descending into a cistern in order to drink water. The Halacha of Daber Davar includes a prohibition against excessive idle chatter, Sicha B'Teila, on Shabbat. This would seem to include normal conversation between friends to catch up on each other's news. But the Rama writes that if such conversation brings one joy, and this is part of his Oneg Shabbat, then he may engage in it as he would on a weekday. Assuming, of course, that no Isurim like Lashon Hara are involved. We mentioned that running is permitted on Shabbat for a mitzvah purpose, and in Halachot Dalet and Hay, the Rambam lists many other activities which may be done on Shabbat for a mitzvah purpose even though they are generally prohibited. These include measuring, like the volume of a mikvah, and determining how much money to give to the poor. This is why donation amounts may be discussed and announced in Shul, like following an aliyah or during an appeal for a tzedakah. Arrangements may be made on Shabbat for a shidduch, and for hiring a mentor to teach a child Torah or a trade. Halacha Vav adds that a father or husband may do hafarat nidarim of his daughter or wife on Shabbat under all circumstances, as this is time-sensitive. It must be done on the day the neder is made, and therefore will not be possible after Shabbat. But hatarat nidarim in front of a talmid chacham can be done at some other time, and is permitted on Shabbat only when necessary for the sake of Shabbat. For instance, someone who made a neder forbidding meat and wishes to cancel it so he can eat meat at a Shabbat meal. The basis for all of these special dispensations is the phrase asot chafatzecha in that same pasuk from Yeshayahu. This phrase implies that only acting to promote your private matters, chafatzecha, is forbidden, and not promoting cheftzei shamayim, matters of heaven which relate to mitzvot. It is permitted to visit the sick on Shabbat, and rather than praying on behalf of the patient, a request for divine mercy generally avoided on Shabbat, he says, Shabbat hi milizok urufua krova lavo. One may also visit mourners on Shabbat to console them, as Avelut fundamentally remains in place over Shabbat, even though it is not practiced in any public manner. Ashkenazi custom nowadays is to avoid Nichum Avelim on Shabbat altogether, and Sephardi poskim allow it, but add that whenever possible, it is better to do Nichum Avelim on a weekday. Halacha Zayin. Ein onshin b'Shabbat, aval pi sha'onesh mitzvat asei, eina docha Shabbat. Ketzad, haresh nitchayev b'beit din malkut o mita, ein malkinoto ve'ein mimitinoto b'Shabbat, shenamar lo tevaru eish b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha'Shabbat. Zo azara d'beit din shlo yisrefu b'Shabbat mish nitchayev tzrefa, v'hu adin l'sha'ar onashin. We may not administer punishment on Shabbat. This is an Isser D'oraita. In fact, it is one of the mitzvot of Shabbat included by the Rambam in the Koteret of these halachot, learnt from the pasuk in Parshat Vayakel of Lo Tevaru Eish B'chol Moshvotechem B'yom HaShabbat. The Eish in the pasuk refers to the capital punishment of Sreifa, and it serves as an example of all types of punishment. The Rama writes that it is forbidden even to jail someone who may otherwise run away, though the Mishnah Berurah makes an exception for someone who wishes to run away and leave his wife an aguna. A difficulty with this halacha is why it appears in this perek at all. This perek is entirely about the Isurim of Nitzol Chavtzecha and Daber Davar, which have the stature of Divrei Kabbalah, as they come from Navi, while the Isur of Lo Tevaru Eish is Midoraita, and seems totally unrelated to Nitzol Chavtzecha v'Daber Davar. It may be that even though the source of this Isur is different, the Rambam sees the purpose of the Isur as similar to that of Nitzol Chavtzecha v'Daber Davar, namely to establish the character of Shabbat as a day which is meant to be removed from usual weekday activities. Halacha chet. Mutar la'adam lishmor perotav v'shabbat, bein tlushin bein mechubarin, v'im ba adam litomehen, o behema v'chaya lechomehen, go erbahen umake umarchik, v'halo davar zeme chafatzavu, v'lama hu mutar, mipnei shelo ne'asar, ela lahaknot la'atzmo chafatzim she'inan ata metzuyim, o lihistaker ulharviach ulitapel bahana'a shetavo liado, aval lishmor mamono shekvar ba liado ad shiamod kemot shehu, mutar. One may guard his produce on Shabbat and chase away or hit any person or animal who wishes to take from it. Why is this not a violation of Mitzvot Chavtzecha? Because the prohibition applies only to acquiring some new object or property, or engaging in a new venture. It does not apply to holding on to what one already has. This is entirely permitted, and is equivalent to locking the door of one's home to keep out thieves. However, the Rambam adds in Halacha Tet, the act he does to protect his produce should be done with a shinui. This is a gzera lest he come to pick up a stone and throw it at the threatening bird or animal, and it ends up traveling for amot in the Rishut HaRabim. Halacha Yud. Kol hadvarim shehen asurin mishum shvut, lo gazru alihen ben ashmashot, ela ba'atzmo shel yom hu shehen asurin, aval ben ashmashot mutarin, v'hu shiyeh sham devar mitzvah o dochak. All rabbinic prohibitions of Shabbat, that is, the Isurei Shavut, by which the Rambam seems to mean the Isurim in Prakim Chaf Aleph through Chaf Gimel, based on the Malachot, are forbidden only on Shabbat day itself, and not during Bein Hashmashot. This statement comes from a Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, relating to setting up an Eruv Tchumen, and we will see the exact context when we get to Perek Vav of Hilchot Eruvin. The problem is that this Gemara seems to contradict the Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin that we mentioned in yesterday's shiur, which establishes that during Bein Hashmashot, one may separate Truma and Maser from Demai, but not from produce, which is certainly Tevel. Despite the fact that all forms of separating Truma and Maser, even from Tevel Vadai, are only Asuri Midrabanan. The Rambam's resolution of this contradiction is that the heter of Shavut during Bein Hashmashot applies only for the purpose of a mitzvah, or where there is some other exigency, dochak, which necessitates the violation. As examples of a purpose of mitzvah, the Rambam allows climbing a tree or swimming in the sea during Bein Hashmashot of Rosh Hashanah or of Sukkot in order to bring a shofar or a lulav to use on the holiday. It is not clear what qualifies as dochak, and the Magen Avraham quotes the opinion of the Maharshal that this is measured based on how much a person will be troubled over the course of Shabbat if this Iser Drabanan is not performed. Even here, there is a certain degree of judgment which must be exercised, and in general, it is easier to allow Amira Lenochri during Bein Hashmashot than anything else, as this only involves Dibor and not an action. We note that other Rishonim, like the Rashba on the Gemara in Erevin, from which the Rambam learns this principle, reject outright the idea that Isurei Shavut are permitted during Bein Hashmashot at all, and they understand that Gemara to establish a principle relevant only to the laws of Erev Tchumen, which we'll learn when we get to Hilchot Erevin. Halacha Yud Aleph. Katan she'asa b'Shabbat davar shu mishum shavut, kegon she'talash me'atzit she'eno nakuv, o tiltel b'karmelit, ein beit din mitzuvin lafrisho, v'chein im hinicho aviv, ein u'achin biado. If a katan engages on Shabbat in an iser shvut, like if he pulls a plant out of a pot without a hole in the bottom, or if he carries in a karmelit, then beit din is not required to stop him. The katan's father should stop him, based on his obligation of chinuch, but if he abstains from doing so, then beit din does not protest the father's indifference. The Magen Mishnah points out a difficulty with this halacha. The implication of the first part is that if the katan performs a malacha d'oraita, then beit din is required to intervene and stop him. But this contradicts the principle laid down in Masechet Yevamot, that Katan Ochel Nevelot, Ein Beit Din Mitzuvin Lafrisho. Beit Din is not even required to stop a Katan from doing the Isser Doraita of eating a Nevela. And the Rambam rules in accordance with this principle in Hilchot Machalot Asurot. We also saw in Perek Yud Bet, his psak, that if a katan comes of his own volition, not acting on behalf of his father, to put out a fire on Shabbat, then Beit Din may let him do so. So why does the Rambam here limit the non-involvement of Beit Din to Isurei Shvut? The Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Rambam mentions Isurei Shvut only for the last part of the halacha. Beit Din need not protest if the father doesn't stop his son from violating a Shvut, but they must protest if the father allows the son to perform a melacha d'oraita. Others explain that our halacha refers to a katan acting al da'at aviv, thinking that he is doing a service for his father. As the Rambam wrote in Perek Yud Bet about putting out a fire, in this situation Beit Din does stop him if the melacha is asur midoraita, and that is what the Rambam means here as well. The Rama rules that the entire principle of non-involvement on the part of Beit Din only applies to a katan below the age of chinuch. Once a katan reaches this age, Beit Din must stop him in any event from engaging in any activity prohibited on Shabbat if his father is derelict in doing so. Halacha Yud Bet. Asru chachamim l'taltel miktzat varim b'Shabbat k'derech shu oseh b'chol, u'mipnei ma nag'u ba'isur zeh, amru, u'ma im hishiru nevi'im v'tzivu shelo yeh hiluchacha b'Shabbat k'hiluchacha b'chol, v'lo sichat ha'Shabbat k'sichat ha'chol, shnemar v'daber davar, kal v'chomer shelo yeh tiltul b'Shabbat k'tiltul b'chol, k'dei shelo yeh k'yom chol b'inav, v'yavo l'agbia u'l'taken kelim mipina l'fina u'mibayit l'vayit, ol להציע אבנים וחיוצי בהן, שהוא בטל ויושב בביתו, ויבקש דבר שיתעסק בו, ונמצא שלא שבת, ובטל הטעם שנאמר בתורה, למען ינוח וכו'. The Rambam ends this perek with an introduction to the topic of the next perek. Chazal took the pasuk of Mitzo Chefzecha ודבר דבר another large step further. If the Nevi'im required that our manner of walking and manner of talking must be different on Shabbat from the rest of the week, then even more so must our manner of handling objects, tiltul, be different on Shabbat, as otherwise one may end up moving around kelim from one part of his house to another, and it will turn out that his Shabbat is not really a day of rest at all. Recall that the Rambam wrote at the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph that the Pasuk of Tishbot teaches that one must rest on Shabbat even from things which aren't melacha. The Ramban al Torah in Parshat Emor expresses the same idea at length in explaining the term Shabbaton regarding the Yamim Tovim. And the lack of any restrictions on what one may move around on Shabbat would threaten to undermine this aspect of the day. Halacha Yud Gimel. Va'od. כשיבקר ויטלטל כלים שמלאכתן לאיסור, אפשר שיתעסק בהן מעט ויבוא לידי מלאכה. ועוד, מפני שמקצת העם אינן בעלי אומניות, אלא בטלים כל ימיהן, כגון הטיילים ויושבי קרנות, שכל ימיהן אין שובטין ממלאכה. ואם יהיה מותר להלך ולדבר ולטלטל כשאר הימים, נמצא שלא שבת שביתה הניכרת. לפיכך, שביתה מדברים אלו היא שביתה שווה בכל אדם. ומפני דברים אלו נגעו באיסור הטלטול, ואסרו שלא יטלטל אלא כלים הצריך להן כמו שיתבאר. Here the Rambam adds two more reasons to limit what a person may move around on Shabbat. First, if he is allowed to handle kelim whose function is to perform a melacha, for example a writing utensil like a pen or a quill, then he may end up using them and performing the melacha. Second, the Isser Tiltul is for the benefit of those who, due to wealth or laziness, don't work all week long. For these people, there is nothing to distinguish Shabbat from other days of the week, as they in any event don't do melacha on weekdays too. In order for these people to have a Shvita HaNikeret, a clearly recognizable manner in which they rest on Shabbat, Chazal prohibited handling and moving certain objects. This creates a minimal Shvita HaShava L'chol Adam, a uniform level of resting or abstaining which applies to everyone and which establishes Shabbat as a day distinct from the rest of the week, no matter how little melacha one actually does over the course of the week. In addition to the three reasons given by the Rambam for the prohibitions of Tiltul, which we will learn in the next two Prakim, the Ravid adds a fourth. These are meant as a gezerah, specifically to prevent a person from violating the melacha of Hotza'a by carrying outdoors the objects which are forbidden in Tiltul. Whatever the reason for them, the Surim of Tiltul include a variety of objects and different categories, each governed by its own set of rules and principles. We will begin our study of these Surim in the next perek. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.